Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 11th day of Adar Beis, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Shemini, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, a person who says to his friend, Koinam sheninan alach, I forbid anything that you have for me, like a korban, im ein atobo v'noit levanecha, if you don't come and take for your child, as a gift, kor echad shel chitin, one kor of wheat, that's 30 saw, it's a large quantity of wheat, ushtei chavir shel yain, and two barrels of wine. And his friend doesn't want to take these presents. And the man made a vow, the one who wants to give the present says, I'm banning myself having any enough from you. How can you break this vow? Says the Mishnah, it's very easy. You don't even have to go to a chacham. Harizeh yochel lahoferes nidra shaloy al pi chacham. You don't need to go to a chacham, to a rabbi, to get this neder released from. V'yomer lo, what you can simply say, we can simply say to the person who made this vow, klum amarta, elam ibnecha boidi. You only said it. The person who has been asked to take the present can say, look, you made the neder, you won't have anything benefit from me. If I won't take a present for my sons, you know what? You did it for my covered. El b'pnei kavodi. Zeu kavodi. That is my covered. You've served me well already. That's my honor. My honor is not to take it from you. In other words, consider it as if you've already given me the covered. Others say that what the Mishnah means is, you only said and you insisted that I should take these gifts of my child out of covered for me. Well, you wanted to show that you respect me. People will respect me by the very fact that you've offered the gift. I don't have to actually take the gift from my children. And therefore, your vow is not going to be applicable, and you're welcome to have hana from me. The neder was not chal. The neder, the vow does not fall up, have any validity. So that's a very easy way of getting out of the vow. What happens? V'cheina omer l'chaveiro, one who says to his friend, Koinam sha'ata nanili, I making a vow that you will not have anything from me. It's offered to you like a korban. Im ein atabo v'noisin levni, if you don't give to my son a present of a kor echad shel chitin eshtecha v'shel yain. This is the other way around. He says, you are banned having an offer me if you do not give my son a kor of wheat and two barrels of wine. And his friend doesn't want to give it. Rabbi Meir, Omer also. Rabbi Meir says this is different. It's forbidden for the one who was banned from having an or ad sheiten until he gives the son of the person making the neder, until he gives him the kor of wheat and the two barrels of wine. The chachamim say no. Afzeh, this case as well. Yochel lahafir snidroi shaloy al pichachum. One can break his vow without the use or having to go to a chacham. It's very easy. What do you do? V'yomaloi, the person who made the neder can say to his friend, Hare ani ke'elohis kevalti. You know what? Consider it as if I've already received it. As if my son has already received your gift. No need for anything more. And the neder is not going to be applied. And therefore you are mutter to have an offer from me. What happens if people are nagging him? Loseis basa choise, to marry the daughter of his sister, to marry his niece. It's a mitzvah the Gemara brings down, to marry one's niece. It says, mibsorcho lo tisalem, that's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, do not hide away from your own flesh. You have an opportunity to build a family from your own niece. It's a mitzvah. And they're pleading with him to do so. And it does not just apply to a niece. It applies to any woman, that they're begging him or pushing him to marry her someone. V'amar, and the fellow says, he's fed up of all the nagging, and he says, Koinam shehinyan isli lo'ilam. I'm making a neder. She's not going to have benefit from me at all, ever, ever. She's not going to have any enough from me. And he does this to stop all the nagging. V'chein amagorash es ishtoi, the person who's divorcing his wife, V'amar, and he says, Koinam ishti nyan isli lo'ilam. I make a vow banning my wife from having any enough from me forever. And he does that in order to ensure that he doesn't change his mind to take back his divorcee. In both these cases, hara'elum utaris lahonaslai, they are allowed to have benefit from him, both in the case of the niece and in the case of the ex-wife. Why? Shelo niskavin zeh lelo shomishos. Because we understand his vow when he said she won't be have benefit from me. What type of benefit did he mean? He meant a benefit that comes with marriage. But other benefits, no problem. We have to understand the context in which he made the neder, and that's the context. The context is they're pushing him to marry, and he says no. Or in the case he divorces his wife, he says no, I don't want to marry her again. But that's all he meant, not having an ar. Of issues of marriage. What happens if he's begging his friend, please eat with me, eat a meal at my place, and his friend refuses? Omar, and the person inviting says, koinom lebeischa sheni nuchnas. I make a vow I will never walk into your house. Tipas soinen sheni toimlach. I will not even have a drop of food with you from you. This is the person who's been not inviting. This is the person who has been invited, and he's sick and tired of getting this his friend pushing him to come to the meal. He says, I'm making a vow, I will not even enter your house. Well, I will not even have a drop of cold water from you. He does that to this friend, should let go of him. Ultimately, he is allowed to go into the fellow's house. He is allowed to have a drop of cold water. He made a vow not to. What he meant is, I will not enter your house for the purpose of a meal. I will not drink a bit of water to have a meal there. That's all he meant. But he didn't really mean, literally, he can't walk into his house or that he can't have a drop of cold water. Mishnah Perek. Perek Tashi, the ninth Perek, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Poischin la'adam bichvoid aviv ve'imoy. A person who wants to mutter his neder, he wants to be released of his vow, and he's looking for what's called a pesach harata, a loophole, how to get out of his vow. And he doesn't regret making it, but he's coming to the Chacham and he's asking, look, what can you do? Can you get me out of my vow? Rabbi Eliezer says that the Chacham can get him out of his vow, finding a loophole by using the kavod of his father and his mother, by saying, tell me, if you would have known by making your neder that you're insulting or affecting the kavod of your father and mother, people go around saying, oh, look at the parents of this fellow. He makes all these vows. Would have you made such a vow in that if you would have known the impact it has on the kavod of your parents? And if he says, no, I didn't realize that, that's good enough. You can get out of the vow. That's a good enough Pesach Harata. The Chachamim say, no, that's not good enough to be used as a loophole to get out of his vow by using the kavod of his father and his mother to mutter his neder. We are worried that maybe he's telling a lie. He's Meshaker. He's embarrassed to say that he wouldn't stop from making a neder because of the kavod of Imoy. And therefore, you'll mutter the neder without real Harata, without real regret. Omer Rabbi Tzadok says, "Ad she poschin lo bichvoid aviv ve'imoy." Instead of using the kavod of his father and his mother to get out of his neder, yivtuch lo bichvoid amakom. Use the kavod of Hashem. Rabbi Tzadok comes to ask and argue with Rabbi Eliezer's words. Rabbi Eliezer in the Tana Kama's head that you can use the kavod of the father and the mother to get out of it better. And he says, if you start saying that you can use the kavod of the father and the mother, and you don't worry, maybe he's telling a lie, he doesn't really mean it, well, in that case, people will start doing it also for the kavod of Hashem. They're going to ask him, now tell us, if you would have known that making nadar, making vows, is bad in the eyes of Hashem, would have you done it? And of course, the fellow will say, no, I wouldn't have. Im kein, if so, says Rabbi Tzadok, if you're going to say that you can do that, you can indeed get use a loophole by saying, oh, would have you wanted the kavod? Did you know that you're affecting the kavod of Hashem? Ain't nadarim. Then there's no more vows. In other words, vows will not be properly released. Because what's happening is people will start to release people from their vows based on things which are not really true. And the person who's trying to get out of the vow, the one who made the vow, will just say, oh yes, I wouldn't have made it. And he'll do that out of embarrassment. But in his heart, he really does not regret making the neder, and that's a problem. Umoidim chachomim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'dobor shebeinoy levein avivi imoy sheposlin loy b'chvayd avivi imoy. The chachomim, who before we said argued, they also argued with Rabbi Eliezer, and they said you cannot use the covet of the father and the mother, or the mother, to get out of war, to get out of a person, to get a person to get out of, released of his vow. But they do agree that if it's a case that he affected his father and mother in the vow itself. For example, he made a vow, I will never ever allow my father and mother to have benefit from me. And then he wants to get out of that. Then you can use, or the rabbi can use, the chacham can use, the covet of his father and mother by saying to him, if you would have known that you were affecting the covet of your parents by saying such a thing, would have you made a neder? And if he says, no, I wouldn't have done it, that's good enough. Then you could be mutter the neder. And why is that? Because here we're not worried that he's maybe telling a lie out of embarrassment. Because if he was chutzpahdik enough in the first place to say and make a neder that they shouldn't have benefit from his own property, he would not be embarrassed to say the truth if it really didn't feel sorry. And if he says, I'm sorry, I would never made such a neder, we can trust him in that situation only. Where it affects, where the neder that he made is actually something affecting his father and mother in the first place.